92.3 Inspiration FM. Here is World News. I am Deco Gilbert. In the highlight, Defense Headquarters retracts 8 statements that some of the abducted Chibok schoolgirls have been released. Former Vice President Atiku Abubakar blames federal government for the insurgency in the north. Rally session mars activities at the House of Representatives. Enugu State government declares tomorrow is work-free day ahead of President Goodluck Jonathan's visit. On the foreign scene, Osama bin Laden, son-in law and former spokesman of the Al-Qaeda group, sentenced to life in prison for terrorism-related charges in New York. Now to details. The Defense Headquarters has retracted its earlier statement claiming the rescue of some of the abducted Chibok schoolgirls in Burundi State. Information made available to Inspiration FM by the Defense Headquarters had suggested that some of the missing schoolgirls were driven into the Baimalari barracks in Maiduguri yesterday. Earlier, in an interview with correspondent Charles Ackman, the Director of Defense Information, Brigadier General Chris Olukolade, said the girls were in military custody.
Well, we have some of them in the barracks already.
Okay, how many?
I don't want to disclose more detail than this, but we have some of them already.
Okay, so...
You'll get details subsequently.
But a few hours later, Brigadier General Olukolade said the story in respect of the Chibok girls is untrue. According to Olukolade, buses drove into the barracks but conveyed other individuals.
No, they were not. They were not the abducted girls. They were another set of ladies on a mission, and they happened to have been driven into the barrack in a convoy of vehicles. So people saying that assumed that they were the girls, but they are not.
On whether or not the military was hopeful that the girls will soon be released, this is what Chris Olukolade had to say.
By the grace of God and the efforts that are on, we are beginning to.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Atiku Abubakar says the state of insecurity in Nigeria caused by the Boko Haram insurgency was a deliberate ploy by the federal government to cause instability in the country. Atiku spoke on the House's surveys of the Voice of America, monitored from Kaduna, while responding to questions on whether he had the solution to end the crisis. If elected president, Atiku said it will not be impossible, adding that he had advised the president on how to end the crisis in the past, but the advice were not taken seriously. Next on the bulletin is the walkout staged by members of the All Progressives Congress ABC during yesterday's plenary following a stalled debate on the controversial $9.3 million seized last week by the South African government. You will recall that a private jet belonging to President of the Christian Association of Nigeria, CAN, Pastor Ayo Oshajafo, with 3 people from Nigeria, including an Israeli, was seized last week in South Africa. The jet had also conveyed the seized sum, said to have been intended for the procurement of arms and ammunition to South Africa. Inspiration FM gathers that members bid to debate the motion earlier, but it failed after a voice vote called by the president. Rather, the presiding deputy speaker, Emeka Ehiyoa, went in favor of the majority who opposed the debate. Following the development, APC members immediately staged a walkout leading to a rally session of the Green Chambers. Briefing newsmen shortly after plenary, the minority whip Samson Osage questioned the rationale behind the movement of such huge amounts in cash by a government that is implementing a cashless policy. Osage also wondered why the issue should not be debated on the floor of the House. The Senate has called for strict compliance to building regulations across the country. The call was made during yesterday's plenary. The upper legislative chambers also called on the Ministry of Lands and Housing, Standards Organization of Nigeria, SON, and other relevant agencies to wake up to their responsibilities by ensuring strict compliance to building regulations. Senators who took turns to speak on the matter blamed the incidences of collapsed buildings on quirks and the use of substandard materials by contractors. On his part, Chairman Senate Committee on Rules and Business, Senator Ita Enning, said the development was worrisome.
Part of our problem is